Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. So today, my friends, as we near the end of the year here, this is actually the last live show I'll be doing this year. I thought long and hard about what I should talk about today. And I couldn't come up with anything except to go back to the beginning. Because I've been saying the same thing for 30 years, which always prompts me to tell the story, which I've told many times, about the preacher that's brand new at his church. And he comes into his church and preaches a great sermon. Everybody's really happy with the new guy. And then they come back next Sunday and he preaches the same sermon again. They're a little confused. And by the third week, he preaches the same sermon, and pretty soon the elders took him aside and said, we really like you, and we like your sermon, but it's pretty much the same sermon every week. And the preacher looks at him and goes, yeah, you're right. They said, well, why are you doing that? He said, I'm going to keep doing that until you guys get it. That's kind of the way I feel about this. You know, I've been talking about the same thing for 30 years. And, you know, the stuff that I started, the principles that I started with and started teaching haven't changed. They're pretty much the same. And I think I want to start with those principles here. As the last of the year comes around, last day to talk to you, I'm going to talk to you about the very same thing I talked to you on the first day, which is the three rules of success financially. So we'll start out with the first one, which is really hard for people to understand, and that is called never lose money. Yes, my friends, there are ways to invest to never lose money. There's actually more than one way to never lose money, but to never lose money is simply a concept that most people, when they do what they call investing, are really gambling. And you never want your wife to call you a gambler. You know, you never want your kids to think you're a gambler, but you're a gambler. So what does gambling mean? Let's define it. Gambling is any time you believe in the greater fool theory exists. What is the greater fool theory? I'm smarter than somebody else, smart enough to buy something at a low price that somebody else will pay me a higher price to buy. So I'm going to speculate. I speculate in cards thinking I'm smarter than the guys playing against me. I speculate at rolling the dice thinking I'm better at rolling the dice than somebody else is. Or I speculate at really common things like I buy a home in the expectations it's in a good neighborhood, in the expectations of being in a good neighborhood creates the belief or the expectation that someday I'll sell this house for a profit. Well, will you? Many, many times you do. But that's speculation. That's not what we do. We don't buy real estate speculating on what it will be worth later in our lives, right? So we don't speculate. How about 401ks, IRAs, stock market? All of these are speculating that you're going to put your money in something and do nothing, nothing with it. You create nothing. And yet you're going to earn money. Now, how can that happen? It just doesn't make any sense at all. You do nothing. You take no risk. Oh, there's the word, risk. So what you're willing to do is to take your money and give it to somebody else, some investment firm, some upstart company, whatever it is, you're giving your money to somebody else and going, okay, because I'm too lazy to do anything with my own money, because I'm not smart enough to figure out what the right thing to do is, I'm going to give my money over to you. And you are going to make me a lot of money. Now, that's different from paying you interest on your money. There are things you can do where you can lend your money to people. But you have to look at, when you lend that money, what is your collateral? What do you have from them to protect you if they mess up? And most of you have no collateral at all. You have a piece of paper called a stock certificate or a bond certificate that are really useless unless they're backed by the government. But interest is available out there. You can earn interest. I've got a lot of interest-bearing accounts. And they're pretty much cash call accounts backed by the Federal Reserve, because you can get your savings accounts and your bank accounts federally secured up to $250,000 per person that's on that account. So this is one thing a lot of people don't know. If you got money in a savings account and you have just one person signed on the account, you can only have $250,000 of it protected. But if you have husband and wife, you now have $500,000 of it protected. If you have husband, wife, and a child, you now have $750,000 of it. If you have four people that are attached to the account, you now have $1 million protected. Now, you go out and open up with your family four or five accounts like that, you've now got $5 million protected against loss. So there is no loss. But really, what I was talking about when I said don't lose money is that in buying an asset, a physical asset like a piece of real estate, it can't just totally devalue in one day. And the reason for that is there are two different values to a piece of real estate. There's its potential to earn income value, and we call that the NOI, net operating income, and or cap rate value. And then there are its physical assets value. In other words, the lot that it's on, which doesn't ever go away. It could become more or less valuable if something was built around it that did that. And then the physical structure on the lot. So you have a physical value, and then you have a hypothetical financial value to this real estate. And in my 30 years, I've never lost money in real estate except one time. In other words, there was one piece of real estate in 30 years that I bought, that by the time I bought it, used it, and sold it, it wasn't a net positive. Now, you got to understand this. If I go buy a piece of real estate, and I've done this, bought an apartment complex, and made no money with it, it was almost vacant, and spent a lot of money to fix it up, all of which was considered investment in the deal, not negative cash flow. Negative cash flow is different. This is investment money to repair it and bring it back to normal, get it up on its feet, during which time there may be negative cash flow. Course. But at the end of the time of the completely repositioning the property, it makes money. And not only does it make money, it then is worth more and sells for more. That's what's happened to me every single time for 30 years. I don't know how many apartment complexes I've owned. I will tell you this, at one time I owned 11 at one time, and at another time I owned another 11 that weren't the same 11, and right now I own 6 or 7. I can't remember how many it is. So I've owned a lot of them. But I've never lost money in them. Now you say, well, Dale, you did lose money once. What was that? When I was very young, before I knew anything about real estate, the first property I ever purchased, and I purchased it to live in, was a brand new condominium. Now, my seminar for 30 years, I tell people don't buy condos. They don't listen to me. And the condo is the only piece of real estate I've ever seen people lose money in, even if they did it right. Because what you're buying with a condo is you're not really buying a piece of real estate. You're buying airspace inside of a piece of real estate. You don't own the walls, you don't own the roof, you don't own the driveway, you don't own anything except the airspace inside the condo. So I paid $40,000 for a one-bedroom condo when I was a little kid, told that the thing was going to be the next coming of Jesus because of the location, and 20 years later, I sold it for $27,000 after losing $100 a month negative cash flow, and it is a rental property for 20 years. And I think it was actually 27, but again, as you get to be my age, you tend to forget the exact facts of the story. But the one fact I'll never forget is I lost money with that dumb thing. And I lost it because somebody saw me coming. Somebody was smarter than me. It was the greater fool theory. And I bought something that he told me was going to go up in value when in reality it wasn't even worth what he was selling it to me for. That's what happens when people pull the wool over your eyes. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy who used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, If I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the 3 rules to financial success. The first one is never lose money. Will Rogers said it best when he said, "You can talk to me about the return on my investment after you talk to me about the return of my investment." In other words, the most important thing in investing, folks, is to not lose your principal. And if you can see that and realize it, you work very, very hard to save money, to have as investment capital. Very hard. And if you just go out there and gamble that money away, you risk it, then you be the foolish person. And the foolish person deserves to lose, right? So the greater fool is always going to lose. That's what gambling is. And you don't know if you're the greater fool when you go into any situation, unless when you look in the mirror, you are the fool who is getting the money. You want to be the one the money is coming to. So in other words, what you want to do is you want to invest in yourself. You want to learn how to run a business of some type. Now, if you think about this, there's many, many different kinds of businesses. I've specialized in real estate investing, although I've owned actually many different types of businesses, and I've done well in all of them because of basic business practices that I learned way back when I was a kid from my father, who was an accountant. Later on in high school when I took accounting classes, later on in college when I took business and accounting classes, and later on as I moved through corporate America, trying to be involved and learning what I could from people that I was working for. So I got all that experience and it gave me the upper hand enough to go out and run a gigantic business of one rent house. It's funny because most people buy a rent house, they don't think about it as a business. From day one, I ran my first rent house as a business. I had a checking account. I had financials. I had a software program to keep track of the income and the expenses. I mean, I ran it just like it was a business. I said, I'm going to practice with one house, then two, then three, then four, grow my business and be totally under control and in control the whole time. And it worked. And I grew and grew and grew. Now, what does most people do? Most people go to a financial planner and go, you know, I'm too lazy to figure this stuff out and do anything for myself. Will you do this for me? And the financial planner goes, yes, I'll be happy to make these choices for you. And then you go, but I don't want you to lose any money. And then they come up with their greatest saying in the entire world. No problem. We'll just diversify your investment. Diversification, Warren Buffett calls it, diversification. Concept? If you had one thing that earns 100% return, another thing earns 20% return, another thing that earns zero, another thing that loses 20%, and another thing that loses 100% of your money, if you were smart, you'd put all your money in the thing that earns 100%. If you couldn't, you'd let whatever amount of money you had left over go into the 20%. You might even let some of it sitting in the 0% savings account somewhere, earning 1% or 2% or less than 1%, because it's just in between finding something up in the upper 2. But nobody would put their money in something that's going to lose 20%. Nobody put their money in something that's going to lose 100%. So why do they do it? Because your financial planner doesn't know which one is going to go up or go down. And so they're trying to put a little bit of money in everything, which means that the ones on the bottom draw the return of your portfolio down to zero, even if the ones on the top make money. Now, when I talk about buying real estate, I say buy everything you can buy for you and hold it all together as one business and then protect that business with your life. Now, I got that from a book called Think and Grow Rich, where Dale Carnegie talked about the fact that he believed that you should put all your eggs in one basket and protect it from anybody kicking it over. But the reality is that it's true. If you have all your stuff together in one package and you're protecting it, it's way safer than if you have it spread out all over the place. So why do I have stuff spread out all over the place? Because just as soon as you start letting other people run your businesses that you're not in control of them, and you're buying investments that you are not in control of, then you need diversification. Why? But for the very same reason your stockbroker tells you, because we don't know what's going to happen. So we might have 10 super good investments, apartment deals that people buy into. Then we might have 10 medium deals, and then we might have 10 also ran deals, and then we might have one or two that are just, they lose money. And so you don't really know which one is going to be which. So you think, well, I get this. I'll just go with the guys that are superheroes. And when you go with the guys that are superheroes, that most of the time works. Caveat, it doesn't always work. Why? Because superheroes become arrogant. Arrogant people start to believe they have the Midas touch. They believe that anything they touch turns to gold. And so when they go out there to invest, they start to get this feeling that nothing can beat them. And say they try harder and harder and harder deals, proving that they can make more and more and more money until one day they get one they just couldn't deal with. And boom, I've seen it happen. I know people that have broken every rule that I've ever set up at Lifestyles. I tell people don't buy condos, they buy condos, they lose money. I tell people don't buy student housing, they buy student housing, they lose money. It goes on and on and on, right? Don't buy vacation homes, they do, they lose money. We had one guy bought where it was a specialty housing situation where all the housing was provided for somebody going to live in a, that was going to a hospitals. And then all of a sudden, the hospital availability to this apartment complex dried up and went broke. So every time you take a risk of going further and further away from that little box that we created 30 years ago, the more risk you take. And what is that little box? It's one little red house or one small apartment complex that you can totally control, own by yourself, not have to worry about crazy partners, et cetera, et cetera. And that's going to be the safest thing you buy. Absolutely safest thing you can buy. So rule one, never lose money. I got another part to this, and let's talk about the physical part about losing money. I've never misplaced a house. I've never had one run away from home. I've never had somebody steal one. So that's pretty secure to me. I remember when I first started buying houses, as crazy as it sounds, I used to drive my potential girlfriends around my rent houses. Now, I wasn't telling them that's what I was doing. I was just sort of say, hey, let's go over here. And when we go over here, we'd end up driving right by a couple of the properties. Oh, yeah, I own that one over there, and I own that one over there. There is something about the physical structure of a piece of real estate that makes one feel valuable. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the three rules of being financially successful. And the first rule that we covered in the first two segments was don't lose your principal. The rule actually reads don't lose money, but the reality is it's don't lose your principal. There are situations where cash flows come and go during periods of business struggle, but don't lose the principal. Don't lose the money you invested is really the most important rule. I remember when I was in the stock market and I lost my money, my principal, and I didn't have any money. It didn't matter if stocks went up or down at that point. It didn't matter if they paid any dividends because there was no money. I lost my money. Now, while I had my money in the stock market and I hadn't lost it, I would be happier if there were cash flow. I would be happier if there were dividends. I would be happier if it went up and appreciated in value, right? But the reality is that the most important thing was don't lose your investment. Rule number two is there must be cash flow. This is a hard one for people to understand because they've never been taught to have cash flow. You've been taught your entire life that what investing is saving. You save your money, you put it in an account, and you let it sit there. And the problem with that is it just doesn't do you any good. It doesn't work that way. Money should be going to work for you to produce money. That's what it goes to work for. If you're not going to save your money to produce money, then why save it at all? Well, so I need money for a rainy day. Okay, now you got money for a rainy day. Now what? Why save any more? Everything that I buy that is not consumption, and I literally divide things in my brain. Okay, I bought a house for me to live in. I call it consumption. I'm not expecting it to make money. May it make money? Yes, it could still make me money. But I'm not expecting it to because it's consumption. But if I buy anything else that's an investment, it's got to make me money. If there's no cash flow, you have to work. Cash flow is the secret to not working. If you want to not get up and go to work every day for the rest of your life, you need your investments to produce cash flow. Retirement is the point in which your passive cash flow equals or exceeds your earned income. That's what it comes down to. And so cash flow is the most important thing. Yet I ask people all the time, let's look at where your money's at. And people have their money in three basic, maybe four basic places. Number one is their home. How much equity do you have? Well, the goal in life for most people is to pay their home off and to have more and more equity. But what you don't realize is the more equity you have in your home, the more money is being wasted. How much money did your house send you in the mail last month, last year? Last 5 years, the answer is your house has not given you any money at all. You're putting money into it. It's not putting money to you, giving money to you or producing money for you. Let's talk about your 401k. Is your 401k giving you any money? No. You're putting money into a 401k. It's taking money away from you. You say, well, it's earning money. No. It's earning numbers on a piece of paper that may or may not be there by the time you're 65 years old. You realize that, right? You could have a great year in the stock market this year. Next year, we could have COVID. Oh, we had COVID, and possibly you could lose everything. Stuff like that happens, right? So it doesn't cash flow you. Think about it this way. I love this story. I wanted to explain to people how stupid a 401k is. I said, what if I told you I want you to buy a rent house and let it sit there? Now, each month, you're going to pay a mortgage payment. What do you do with your 401k? Each month, you pay a payment into your 401k. Now, each month, this rent house will get closer to being paid off. And each month on your 401k, you'll get closer to being old enough where you can take it out. And at the end of 30 years, your home rent home will be paid for. At the end of 30 years, you'll stop working, stop paying into your 401k. At that time, the house might be worth a lot more. At that time, the 401k may be worth a lot more. So both of them parallel. But what is wrong with the scenario? The scenario is the entire time you own the rent house, you could have been earning $500 a month, right? $500 a month, $6,000 a year. $6,000 a year times 10 years is $60,000. Times 30 years is what? $180,000 of cash flow you could have lived off of or bought more investments. That's the secret. There's got to be cash flow. Now, real estate actually earns money in five different ways. And we like all five of them. But the problem is, the other four, you can't live on. Number two, the way it makes money is equity capture. We go out and buy a house below value and instantly make $10,000. In other words, the house is worth $100,000 fixed up. We go buy it for $70,000. We put $10,000 in it to fix it up. Now we have $80,000 in it, but now it's worth $100,000. That's instant profit. I just found out last night that our daughter is looking at buying a house with her boyfriend, and I wanted to make sure that it was, you know, a good deal and see if they even thought about the comps, and I think they had because she had talked to my wife. And when they brought the numbers to me, it blew me away. They're buying it for $60,000, and it's worth $180,000. Think about that. You go, what are you doing? These are kids. Kids buying a $180,000 house for $60,000. Equity capture. Good thing. Can you take that money to the grocery store? Not really. Market appreciation. We're all waiting for our houses to go up in value, right? And they do, in many cases, go up. So we make money on appreciation. The big mistake is you hear people argue all the time that real estate makes less money in the stock market. What they're comparing is the appreciation of the stock market compared to the appreciation of real estate. But the stock market is not making the money that real estate is making. It's not even close how much money you make with the stock market compared to real estate. But all they're doing is comparing appreciation to appreciation. The next one is principal pay down. This blows my mind. This one blows my mind. I bought a Class A apartment complex a couple years back, and it's worth about $30 million. And I think I put like $10 million down or something, 30% down, something like that. And not only does it have cash flow, but each month, about $33,000 a month is paying off the mortgage. So I'm not paying off the mortgage. The tenants are paying off the mortgage. Tax advantages. There's always been massive tax advantages. I'm not going to go into tax today because that's a whole show in itself. Massive tax advantages, too, with real estate. Now, will they probably get less effective with Biden in charge? Probably be less effective. But will they still be around? I'm pretty doggone sure there'll still be some tax advantages left on real estate. They did that. They tried taking it away in 86, and when they did, they collapsed the real estate market. It just went kaboom. I don't think they'll do that again. So you've got five ways to make money with real estate investing. And with that said, the most important one, the one you should look for right up front, is cash flow. Cash flow is going to and always will be the most important reason to run a business. I see people start businesses all the time. They have no idea what they're doing. And they're doing it for all kinds of reasons. You know, we plant a tree with every sock we sell. That's great, man. But are you making any money? It's all about the cash flow, right? That's what it's about. Now, running a business, you have to understand that a business has many stakeholders. It's got your customers have to get the best product, best price. You got your employees got to get the best place to work at the best price. And all of that's true. You got investors sometimes that got to get a good return. All of that's true. But before all of it or any of it happens, there has to be cash flow. If there's no cash flow, right, then there's no business. There's no business, then there's no employees, customers, or investors. Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing the three rules of financial wealth building. And as we went through them, the first rule was never lose money. Second rule is there must be cash flow or it's not an investment. The third rule, though, is you can't get rich slow. Now, I know that's exactly opposite of what you've been told your entire life, that you can't get rich quick. That's not true. You can get rich instantly. But what you can't do is get rich very, very slowly. What do I mean by that? Well, you think about it. When I bought single-family houses or any other investment you want to talk about, how much do you earn? Well, like $500 a house. Back when I did it, the interest rates were so high, we only earned like $250 a house, about half as much. Interest rates are very low now, so you can buy houses very cheaply. And so one house, two houses, now you got $1,000 a month. Five houses, you get $2,500 a month. You go, all right, $2,500 a month. Am I rich? Not on $2,500 a month, you're not. Are you happy? Very. Can I retire on that? Depends on what you make right now. But if you get up to 10 houses, now you make $5,000 a month. And you just look at that and think about it, and you look at the linear growth of that type of one. Add one more, add one more, add one more. That linear growth of your wealth is what has gotten you where you are today. You got a job, then you got a better job, and then you got a better job, and then you stayed with the job, and then you got a promotion in the job, and it was just job, 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 and job. That's linear. Maybe the jobs are better, and maybe the jobs even pay more, but it's linear. You're not growing fast enough to get rich. So what I decided was, after I had accumulated enough houses to be able to replace my earned income, and at the time I was working for Bally Manufacturing, which is a health club chain. I ran six health clubs. I only made like $70,000 a year, and with bonuses, I might have made 100, you know, but very, very low amount of money. And when you take that 70,000, you break it up, and you take out your taxes, and take out your insurance, and take out your 401k, I was only bringing home about $3,000 a month, $3,500. And I realized that, and that's why I went and did real estate, because it was nothing for me to go and buy enough houses to get the $3,000, $3,500 a month. I think I quit my job when I had like $4,000 a month in cash flow. 32 years old, 33, whatever it was, like retired. And then I never went back. But every year after that, I made more money. Each and every year, I make more money than the year previous. Go, how can that be? Here's the secret. You can't get rich slow. You've got to speed up the process. So what I did was, is that I looked at my portfolio every year and decided what I could sell off or refinance out to pull money out to go buy more real estate. And so I had a rule. I could sell something if I could replace it with another investment that did one of two things. Gave me more units. So if I had a duplex and I could sell it and go buy a fiveplex, I would do it just to get up to five units instead of two because the economics of scale. Or it made me more money. So if I could sell a house and go buy me a duplex that made me $700 a month, I would do it just to get more money. Or if I had an apartment complex that only made $1,000 a month, go buy an apartment that made $3,000 a month, I would sell the smaller apartment and buy the one that made $3,000, regardless of how many units there were. So you could go either way. As long as I could make a move forward, I could grow my portfolio so that it was bigger and better and more profitable. And I did that. And so it ended up giving me some strange stories, like, for instance, this one. I've owned a single-family house. I've owned duplexes. I've owned fourplexes. I've owned a six-unit apartment complex. I've owned an eight-unit apartment complex. I've owned a 10-unit apartment complex. I've owned a 16-unit apartment complex. I've owned a 20-unit apartment complex. I owned a 30-unit apartment complex. I owned a 40-unit apartment complex. I owned a 44-unit apartment complex. I owned a 64-unit apartment complex. I owned a 68-unit apartment complex. I owned an 88-unit apartment complex. I owned a 104 unit apartment complex. I owned 140 unit apartment complex. I owned a 256 unit apartment complex. I owned a 270 unit apartment complex. And the largest one I ever owned was a 320 unit apartment complex. Wow. That's exponential growth, guys. And when I woke up, the first apartment complex I ever bought only cost me $200,000, only $25,000 down. The last apartment I bought cost me $30 million with $10 million down. All in one deal. So in other words, you could have taken the first 10 of those or 20 of those that I told you about, and one deal was worth more than all of them together. That's exponential growth. And that's what you have to stay on top of your portfolio each and every year and be aware of it. And that's what I do. I looked at my portfolio this year, and I saw that my interest income, which is savings account income, went from $45,000 a month last year down to $10,000 a month this year. And I said, that's it. And I went out and bought two more businesses. Why? Because those two businesses will make 10 times the amount of interest I was earning just by buying two more businesses. So that's what I have to do. I have to keep pushing my income up, pushing my portfolio forward, because I think if you stop doing that and you get lazy and you then fall into the reality of the world, that which is not growing or blooming is dying. Entropy is the way of the world. Whatever it is that gets put together eventually would dissolve and come apart. Your choice, my friends, and ask your 2021 question as we go into the new year. Are you growing, blooming, or dying in 2021? That's the final and the first question you should ask yourself each and every year. That's the secret of you can't get rich slow. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful rest of the year. I'll see you next year.
Thank you for for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.